Welcome to the Daily News Brief for Monday, September 28th, 2020. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, publisher of naturalnews.com, as you know. Okay, a quick programming note for tomorrow is the debate, the first debate between Biden and Trump. And the biased moderator for tomorrow will be Chris Wallace from Fox News. Chris Wallace hates Trump. So he'll be giving Joe Biden a bunch of softball questions and then trying to trap Trump with tricks and subterfuge, you know, as you would expect from Chris Wallace, who's with Fox News, by the way. It's going to get even worse once they go to CNN moderators. But anyway, I'm going to be live tweeting the coverage of that at brighttown.social, and it starts at 9 p.m. Eastern. It goes an hour and a half. You can find the video for it, probably lots of places online. I don't know. Probably zerohedge.com will have a link to it, or lots of places. Maybe we'll have a link on Natural News. Who knows? Or you just go to YouTube and search for, you know, Trump-Biden debate, probably. But they might be fact-checking it, so to speak, with liberal comments or something. Who knows? But anyway, I'm going to be live-tweeting the entire debate at brighttown.social, so you can follow my channel there. It's called at Health Ranger. If you're not a member of brighttown.social, just join up there right now. Go to the at Health Ranger page, follow me, or you can just click on a link on the left column called live stream, and that will enable you to see, well, really all of the tweets, or as they're called, toots, that come across brighttown.social. So this should be interesting. I mean, the biggest news is going to be if Joe Biden shows up. If he shows up and can actually function, then I guess that means amphetamines actually do work, because they're going to have him all hopped up just to get him onto the debate stage without, you know, collapsing or bumbling through a bunch of nonsense. All right, so that's the programming note. Now, the big news for today is that the CDC has released new data that shows some very interesting things. And it's interesting how independent media is covering this. I think that we have the really accurate coverage, which is to say that according to the CDC's new data, people over the age of 70 have a very high risk of dying from an infection of the coronavirus. So one out of 18 people who are infected over the age of 70 will die from it, which is huge. You know, that's more than 5%. So that is a very high death rate that's consistent with what we were reporting back in March and April as this virus was sweeping through mostly nursing homes and the elderly in places like New York City. This is why the death rate at that time, or what we call the case fatality rate, was about 1 in 10, because people who were infected and showed symptoms, that's called a case, not just an asymptomatic infection. But once they showed symptoms, if they were in that age group, you know, 1 in 10 or even more were dying. But at the same time, the CDC data shows that people under the age of 50 have virtually no risk of death. So it's a near zero death risk for people under 50. And then between 50 and 70, it's a significant risk, but just depends on many factors. It's definitely higher than the flu death risk, let's say, but it's not nearly as bad as, you know, 1 in 18, which is the current estimate by the CDC for people over the age of 70 who are infected. So what this really shows is that the virus is real, number one. The virus is quite deadly to certain people, but it's also virtually harmless to young people. Now, that story is not being accurately reported by most of the independent media. Most indie media are just saying, see, it's not harmful at all. It's not killing anyone. Nobody died. It's not dangerous. And that's not at all what the CDC data show. But they are correct in saying that according to these latest data, we should no longer have school lockdowns. We should allow children to go back to school, and universities should be opened back up, because, you know, the college age kids, what, 19, 20, 21, and so on, they're at virtually no risk from this. So society can reopen largely as long as we protect the vulnerable who turn out to be the elderly. That's who we should be protecting. But a 19-year-old running around wearing a mask under some kind of mask mandate or mandatory social distancing, shutting down the university, that's nonsense and is not rooted in science at all. And also voting. We can vote safely as long as we're under the age of, let's say, 60 or 70, depending on where you draw the line. We can vote safely with virtually no risk. So I think that's the appropriate interpretation of these data. And that's the story I have up on naturalnews.com if you want to check it out and see the link to the CDC yourself. All right, let's move on to other stories here today. We've got a lot to cover. Bombshell information came out last week about Joe Biden and how he helped his son, Hunter, and other Biden family members become incredibly wealthy by basically shaking down international governments and corporations. And we've got more details about that story now today on naturalnews.com. The next story is interesting because a California judge has blocked the Trump administration from shutting down WeChat. And the court said that you can't shut down WeChat because WeChat, which is a communist Chinese company, has First Amendment rights in America. This is crazy because all these courts also, they say that big tech, you know, Facebook and Google and YouTube and so on, that they can block Americans' free speech, but they're not allowed to block communist China. So apparently, the First Amendment in America now only applies to communist China, but not to the American people. This is how insane things have become. I mean, what about censorship of Americans? This is what we need to address. All right, next story. A new study shows that vitamin C improves sepsis survival rates. This is a big study, and it shows that patients who have, you know, internal infections, sepsis, their survival rates dramatically improve when they take vitamin C. And this shows that vitamin C is a kind of natural antibiotic. It's actually more complex than that. It helps the body respond better. And that if you lack vitamin C, you can be killed by infections that would otherwise not be fatal. And this is why I stocked up on so much vitamin C in preparation for the apocalypse. But then again, I own the store where we bottle it. So I did get something of a discount, not as large as you'd think. I have a case of vitamin C. It must be like 60 bottles because I take a lot. I go through a bottle about every 3 days, it seems. In any case, vitamin C, very useful supplement, new science to back it up now. All right, the Joe Biden, brain-dead Biden, cognitively impaired, dementia Biden, whatever you want to call him, he refuses to release the names of his Supreme Court nominees, probably because they're too radical, they're too insane, but they're also incompetent. Because you see, Joe Biden has already made a promise that he's going to have Supreme Court nominees that are black women. And so this is what Democrats do. They always judge people by their gender and the color of their skin, which is the opposite of what Martin Luther King called for. So instead of getting the most qualified person, regardless of whatever their skin color is, Joe Biden just wants a black woman, even if she's totally incompetent and happens to be completely unqualified. And this is a huge mistake. And this is why leftists, this is why their cities always collapse. This is why their ideas suck. Because they never embrace a merit-based system. A merit-based system would reward the people who are most qualified in a colorblind fashion. If the person happens to be black, that's great. If they happen to be white, that's great too. If they happen to be Asian, that's fine. If they happen to be from, you know, a Pacific Islander, that's fine too. Doesn't matter. Pick the people who are most qualified. That's what Trump has done, but that's what Biden refuses to do. All right, Representative Matt Gaetz says it's time to investigate Mike Bloomberg for bribery and vote buying after Bloomberg has ponied up, seems like, what, $16 million or something like that to pay off the fines of felons in Florida so that they can now vote. So this is vote buying. This is spending millions of dollars to buy votes. And Bloomberg should be investigated and probably arrested and charged with, you know, criminal violations for doing that. All right, Big Pharma is racing to distribute coronavirus vaccines, but they don't have enough deep freezers across the country to freeze all these vaccines. And so this is a big scam because it means the vaccines are not going to be properly frozen, which means their so-called active ingredients are going to be nullified, which means they won't even work as vaccines, even if they did before. So mostly, people are going to be injected with dead vaccines all across the country, vaccines that were not properly stored because the freezers don't even exist to do this. So the whole thing is a giant scam. All right, next story up. Indonesia, which apparently has the second worst COVID-19 outbreak in Asia, is ponying up its citizens to be human guinea pigs for a Chinese vaccine. Boy, how dumb do you have to be to line up for a China-made vaccine? I mean, even the Chinese don't trust Chinese vaccines. China's got the worst record of public safety of food and medicine and vaccines than any country in the world. And China built the bioweapon. How do you know they haven't put another weapon into this vaccine? I don't know. Next thing you know, there's a giant outbreak of SARS-CoV-3 in Indonesia following the new vaccine trials there. It's crazy. All right, GOP lawmakers promote Section 230 reform to address big tech censorship. So there are at least some conservatives who are pushing to try to, let's say, end the censorship based on political viewpoints so that Americans who believe in America might be able to speak without being censored on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and so on. In the meantime, we are building all these alternative platforms such as Brighteon.social, Brighteon.com for videos, and other platforms are coming, by the way, a lot of interesting stuff. Let's see. Australia, India, and Japan are forming a new supply chain resilience initiative to reduce dependency on China. This is about bypassing China for rare earth metals and other resources so China can't kind of blackmail us over all that. And I think that's about it. Those are the highlights for today so far. I've also posted a video tackling the QAnon question. Well, it's a podcast. It's up on Brighteon.com right now. And over the weekend, we posted a video interview with Jesse Romero, who's a former Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy who has had direct firsthand encounters with demons and demon-possessed human beings, like satanic creatures in the Los Angeles County jail system and so on. And he's an expert in this. He talks about infestation and possession and exorcisms and so on. Fascinating interview. There are demons roaming the streets in Los Angeles. So you got to watch that interview with Jesse Romero. It's up on Brighteon.com. You can find that video on the homepage of naturalnews.com right now, or just go to my channel on Brighteon.com. My channel is known as HR Report, which means Health Ranger Report. Maybe the easiest way is just go to Brighteon and search for Jesse Romero, spelled just like it sounds. Romero, R-O-M-E-R-O. Anyway, check that out. And we've got another interview that's being posted today. Maybe by the time you hear this one, it's an interview with Dr. Jerome Corzi about the deep state that's trying to destroy Trump and how we are defeating the deep state to save America. That's coming up soon. And I've got major interviews lined up. Let me check my notes for this week. Interviewing some pretty amazing people. Oh yeah, I've got an interview coming up with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who you know, and then an interview with a guy, I'm not going to tell you his name yet. He is an expert on QAnon. And then another interview with a doctor who is warning that the vaccines are turning us into transhumans. So those interviews are all coming up. Going to be a busy week as we count down toward the election. What, 35 days left? Something like that. Woo! It's coming fast, folks. I hope you're ready. I'm scrambling as well. But thank you for listening today. This has been the Daily News Brief for Monday, September 28th. Man, the month is almost gone. We're almost into October. Can't believe it. It's happening fast. Thank you for listening. Take care.